1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House voting to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. The vote was tight, even with the arrival of Republican leader Steve Scalise, who has been away for cancer treatments. The numbers in the House of Representatives even narrower as New York Democrat Tom Suozzi wins the seat held by the now disgraced George Santos. Suozzi, after his GOP opponent, Mazie Pillip, conceded.
There are divisions in our country where people can't even talk to each other. All they can do is yell and scream at each other. And that's not the answer to the problems we face in our country.
The driver of a car that crashed into a hospital emergency room in Austin, Texas, killed last night. Five other people at the hospital were hurt, two of them children. They're trying to figure out why it happened. Palestinians have begun evacuating another hospital in another town. This time it's Khan Yunis in the south, following weeks of heavy fighting there. This is ABC News. A Wisconsin man under arrest in Florida accused of kidnapping a 13-year-old girl from South Carolina. Police say 35-year-old Tyler Berklicht met the girl online and they communicated through a chat service and gaming app. They were found at a shopping center in Key Largo, Florida. A technical glitch this morning, the launch of a new lunar lander to be pushed back now.
The Nova C lunar lander was built by Intuitive Machines of Houston with a clear mission.
We are going to begin to show that we can affordably and sustainably deliver payloads to the lunar surface for NASA.
Company co-founder Tim Crane says future deliveries will include
food, supplies, power nodes for the Artemis crew.
The next people to set foot on the moon. The next possible launch of the robotic lander comes early tomorrow morning. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And we're saying goodbye to a guy who may have changed breakfast forever. Bill Post, often credited as the inventor of the Pop-Tart, has died. He spent decades working with Keebler and Kellogg's. He was 96. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wayeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill and that would effectively close the MAPS lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new MAPS would place six incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel-Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers snapped a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State 62-54. Stephen Krall, A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. The Bucks losing again, this time at home against the Miami Heat, the final 123-97. That's the third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more, the second since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. Baseball in Arizona. Some teams reporting on this Valentine's Day. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, has pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow. After Freddie Peralta, who else is left?
we lost Burns and Woodruff. And Wade Miley, the cagey veteran, this guy's real comfortable out in that circle, and he impacts other people. I think we're going to be competitive.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it is going to be mild again. Our high near 45, the wind, a nice light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, some rain mixing with some snow at times. Our low 31 tomorrow. A little light snow in the morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates for a whopper of a Wednesday edition. We'll give you the results of the George Santos former seat special election. Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh and the Civic Media app worldwide. 25 degrees in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, 23 in Oshkosh. It's going to be warm though, huh? 45. Another right. Talk about that snow coming in, but warm.
A little snow tonight, but not much.
Yeah.
I'm not the weatherman, but that's...
Hi, Gizmo.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you? Good.
Gizmo, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks. You know, it's a day of love.
So it tell is. Us about the, for a couple of weeks, we've been promoting the big Beatles thing done at Waverly Beach in Menasha.
Yeah, the Beatles
and
tribute.
And you were a part of that. Tell
I
us
was.
How it went.
I was. They wanted to keep it a bit of a surprise, but I got to portray Ed Sullivan. They because it was on the 60th anniversary of the Beatles appearance
right.
on Ed Sullivan, they wanted to bring Ed Sullivan in. So they played the theme song. I came out and I wrote a really big shoe. You know,
nice.
it was a lot of fun, man. The audience just went crazy, and a lot of people want to take pictures with Ed. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
But the Beatles, man, those guys, American English, their name, they sound like the Beatles.
Really good.
Wow,
huh?
I was so impressed. And even in between songs, they're like, "Hello, John's going to sing a song now." You know, yeah. They get the whole accent going. It's crazy.
So where are they from? Are they national?
I think they're out of Illinois.
Okay, all right. But it's a great turnout, you said, huh?
Yeah, really.
Which
good.
Is awesome. That's for the MacFud Midwest Athletes. Athletes Against Childhood Cancer, which is a phenomenal organization. They've raised billions, I mean, over the years since Johnny Mack and Eddie Doucette started that. It's just phenomenal what they've done. And it's great that, you know, because a lot of times you have these charities and they start out hot and whatever, and they just kind of lose momentum.
Yeah, that.
And that one never has.
Boy, that's been around. And that's. And
yeah.
I talked to some people who went to that event, and they just said it was awesome. So thanks for doing that.
Yeah,
is that
absolutely.
An annual? Do you do that every year?
That's the first time I was involved with it, but they do it every year. Yeah, this was the 20th year, which is crazy.
That's
and
phenomenal.
Even at the end, he's like, "Hey, my wife says I've been doing this too long. Should we do it again next year?" They're like, "Yeah." The whole crowd went crazy. So
okay, did you go off script a little bit?
I did a little bit.
Okay, did you do this? Just, welcome to the world-famous Jack Rabbit Slim Twist Contest. And who's our first contestant?
Mia Wallace.
Hey, and what's the gentleman's name?
Vincent Vega.
Hey, here we go. Did you do that?
No.
Jeff?
I did throw in a couple of, keep it down, because that was Ed's thing. You know?
That's from Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
remember?
I don't, because I never
he
saw
was
Pulp.
A teenage wedding, and the
that
old folks
be...
wished him well.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
I have.
Okay,
it's been
I
a while.
I haven't. I never saw
but
it.
But they went to this place, and it was the guy that portrayed Ed Sullivan. Welcome to the Jack Rabbit Slim Twist Contest. Todd, you with me on this?
Sorry, I...
Right, oh, yeah. Okay, Todd,
kind of lost me there.
Because your boy. Okay, so Gizmo...
Can we go back to the lady with the dogs going on dates? Hey, you want to come over for some gravy train, Muffy?
You know, we joke around talking about a drinking game in the morning. If you work third shift, you could... Every time John veers off on subject, you could have to take a shot. You'd be drunk in like 20 minutes.
I was going to say, you wouldn't finish your show. I guarantee you wouldn't finish your show.
Fine. But you are so funny. I love you. Yes. I love your comments.
Me too. So Gizmo,
so is Donna
on
the air?
Oh!
All right, so we got set up Gizmo. So Gizmo is a, I don't know what to call you. You're an entertainer, you're an actor, you're a comedian, you're a magician, and you really know this community. And you do private events, you do corporate events, and you, as you said, you played Ed Sullivan at the Beatles tribute. And I think you're going to be playing someone who was at the Northland Hotel for their anniversary, too, which is going to be very, very cool. But we'll tell our listeners about that later.
Yeah,
but right now, you're going to share some magic with us over the radio. This is going to be interesting.
Yes. First time ever.
Here's... So we have a guest on the line.
Okay, great. Great.
Ma'am, caller, are you there?
Yeah.
We have a caller.
Hi, who's playing?
No, I'm a predictor. Let me see. I'm predicting your name could be Donna. Did I get that right?
Very good.
Did I get that right?
Very good.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
I'm
on fire.
It's Jim Schmidt's Valentine. Donna Schmidt on the phone, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. All right.
His better half.
Donna, are you expecting flowers?
I got flowers already.
Oh.
So he did.
He's ahead of it.
He's that guy. Head of that guy.
Head of the curve.
Did you tip the guy that brought them?
That would be me.
That would be
Yeah, that would be
okay.
All right.
So here we go. Gizmo, tell us how we're playing this magic game over the air. And anybody listening at home can take part as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're at home and you have a deck of cards, grab them right now. And if you're by yourself, that's okay. But if you're with a group, that's even better. More than one person works better. It doesn't necessarily have to be, but it does.
Okay.
So the idea here is to grab four cards. Now, I recommend grabbing some cards that are older because we're going to have to destroy these cards a little bit here.
Okay.
All right. So if you have an older deck.
Now, you said you can go to the casino and get free cards?
You can.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you absolutely
can. You just walk up and?
Yep. They have piles of them.
The corners are cut off. Did you know that, John?
I know what John's doing later today.
He's going to get free cards.
How did you know that?
But Gizmo,
you didn't know that.
But Gizmo,
cards! This is unbelievable.
They have a lot of them.
They do. They do. They cut the corners so you can't reuse them.
Yeah, I've seen that where they cut the corners.
Or put a hole in them or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the idea. Since it's Valentine's Day, I picked this trick because it involves love a little bit. Okay?
Nice.
And it also involves four cards. So I need you to take out four cards. If you have a deck, take out four cards. If you're by yourself, take out a fifth card and put it down in front of you.
Okay.
Now, Todd, I've got you over in the other room, and he's got his four, and he's got one down in front of him. Okay. I'm going to ask you if you're alone or you're by yourself to take that single card, rip it in half. Just rip it right in half, right down the middle, and just set the two pieces down. No, the other way, the short way.
Short way?
Yeah, the short way. There you go. And just set those two pieces down in front of you.
All right, caller, now, are you following this? So you got four cards in front of you. One card you tore in half, and you let the two pieces in. Okay, all right.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think she's got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Donna,
I just want to be clear.
Here's what you need to do. Listen.
Back to those pasties.
Now, to be fair, I've done this enough. So if you have questions or if you're not sure, just go ahead and ask. Because sometimes I say things that might not be clear.
Okay.
So here we go. So you can look at your four cards and make sure they're not four of the same cards. You can have two tens, but as long as they're not both 10 of spades or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now we're not going to look at our cards. We're going to flip them all over and we're going to shuffle them a little bit. Okay. So we don't know what order they're in if you memorized them or anything.
I'm sorry. What's that, Donna?
You can't have two of the same cards, like the two same numbers, right?
Well, not. No.
You can have a pair, but you just don't want two, three of spades.
If it's a deck of cards, don't worry about it.
Just so they're not.
Okay. Donna, just work with us. Okay, Donna, just
okay. So you've mixed up your.
It's already 7:13.
Tell Milton to settle down.
So you've got your four cards.
Milton's trying to play.
You've mixed them up. I'd like you to square them up so all four are stacked together.
Okay.
And then the short way, I'd like you to rip all four cards in half together. So all four cards are going to rip in half. So you've got half a stack in one hand and half a stack in the other hand.
Yes.
And once you've got them ripped in half, I'd like you to place one stack directly on top of the other stack.
Okay.
So now you have a single stack of pieces.
Got them.
Okay. Now this is where all you have to do is follow the directions and the magic will happen in your own hands. This is crazy. I'd like you to start by taking three pieces off of your stack.
One.
You can count them nice. So make sure there's only three none stuck together. And then open up your stack and look for what looks like the middle. There's really no middle because it's an odd number. But take those three pieces and just shove them in there.
Okay.
Right inside your stack. Just so none of them are on the bottom.
Okay.
None of them are on the top. They're all right in the middle there.
Got it.
Okay. Now the very next piece on the top of your stack, I want you to take that piece and shove it in a pocket. Or sit on
the very top of your stack.
Yep,
very
right off the top of your stack. Shove
put it
under,
in my coffee
underneath your coffee cup there. Okay. Sit on it. Put it in your pocket. Whatever.
All right.
Forget about it. Now, the very next piece, I want you to trade with someone. Now, if you're by yourself, take one of those pieces off the table and trade with one of those.
We're
but trade, and you can trade with multiple people.
Okay.
Then take the piece you've traded, open up your stack, and shove that inside your stack.
The middle of the stack here. Okay.
Yep, right in the stack there. There you go. And then, now this is where you get a choice. Okay. If you had a good year, an okay year, take one off the top. If you had a really good year, take two. If you had a great year, take three. I had a great year, I'm taking three.
I'm taking one.
Okay. You can take one, two, or three. Take all those pieces, one, two, or three, and shove them in the middle of your stack.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Just so they're right in the middle there.
Got it.
Now, this is where love comes in. This is the love part of the trick.
Oh, right? Love is in the air.
Okay. I'm out.
All right.
You remember when we were in school and you had a daisy and you'd pull the petals off? Love me, love me not.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. Now, the first piece on the top of your stack is a love me. So you're going to want to keep that piece and put it right to the bottom of your stack. Right from the top, right to the bottom.
Okay.
The next piece, loves me not, get rid of that sucker. Okay. Nobody wants that.
Got it. All right.
Right. The next one, loves me, take that piece, put it right on the bottom.
Got it.
Right from the top, right to the bottom. The next one, loves me not, get rid of it.
Throw it
away. Nobody wants loves me not.
Right? All right. All right.
The next one, loves me goes right to the bottom. Okay. Take that piece, put it right to the bottom. Okay. Next one, loves me not, get rid of it. Nobody wants that.
Okay.
Next one, loves me, that one goes right to
the
bottom.
Again.
Right to the bottom.
Yeah.
Loves me not, get rid of it. Nobody wants that.
All right.
I hate you.
Yeah.
So here we go. So loves me goes right to the bottom, right? And loves me not, get rid of it.
Okay.
Loves me goes to the bottom.
Okay.
And loves me not,
throw away.
Get rid of it. You should have a loves me in your hand.
Yes. Yeah.
This is the craziest part of the trick. I want you to pick up that piece where your coffee cup is sitting and see if your pieces now match.
Wow.
Does everybody's piece match?
It does. That is cool.
What about our caller? Donna, did your pieces match?
Yeah, it did.
All
it
right. Did.
Todd, you got a match?
How do you do that?
That is cool.
Very good,
Isn't
Gizmo.
That insane? Isn't that insane?
Very good.
Gizmo, thank you.
That was outstanding.
Very, very cool.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
So speaking of magic, Houdini's... Oh, go ahead. What was that?
I'm sorry, Donna, go ahead.
No, that was great. That was awesome. Great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. That was great.
Okay, stick around for a second.
So, speaking
stick around for a second. Don't go anywhere.
Speaking of Houdini, magic, Houdini's birthday is actually next month. It's March 24th, I believe.
Okay.
I'd like to come in again and do another trick if we can.
That'd be great.
And in this one, we'll get a caller and it'll be just as fun.
You in like a trunk and put you in the Fox River?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. As long as I have a scuba gear, you know, I'll be okay.
Exactly. Didn't he used to have keep in his mouth, he'd keep a key or something?
Well, he did a lot of things, that would make it easy. But when he jumped off of the bridge in Chicago or in Illinois, he jumped into a frozen river.
Okay.
And they had dug a hole in the ice big enough for him to literally go through.
Okay.
So he was off of a bridge, went through that hole, and then he was chained and everything, right?
Wow.
He did have a key taped to his foot.
Okay.
That's in the biography. Not giving anything away.
Sure, yeah.
But he did manage to get the key, and he got unchained, but then he couldn't find the hole that he went in, and he started to panic. He was like, oh, my God, he thought he was going to die.
Wow.
But he got out and you know, made himself very famous in the process.
Well, you got to give him credit just for his...
His daring.
Chutzpah.
Chutzpah. He was somebody that wasn't afraid to take chances. You know, he knew that if you put death-defying acts in front of people, they will go see it. They can't resist.
You know?
Especially if you're in a tank of water upside down, people know you can drown in a second.
Yeah.
You know?
Good evil stuff. Knievel. This is her song.
Donna's?
Oh, yeah. She loves this song. We went soft, Bill Collins.
Oh, nice.
Donna, are you still there?
Oh my gosh, this guy really lays it on thick.
Yeah, he does.
He? Flowers, angel gowns.
Yeah. You gonna cook her a nice meal tonight?
We're going out.
Oh, that's
right. We got the GB game. So.
Where are you going out?
Don't know. I think probably Coco Sushi.
Okay.
All right.
I like that
good,
place.
Yeah,
right. That's good.
Great.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Bottom of the mirror. Right. Back after.
We'll see you later.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Festival of Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank's Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theater. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dyceville and cruise for Illinois Babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheater.org or call 920-494-3401.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Got a bunch of comments here. Texts are going crazy. It worked for everyone. Thank you, Gizmo.
All right, Gizmo.
We're going to be doing a thing with him again next month. We'll talk more about that down the road where you folks can come out and watch him perform during our show. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. Tell you what, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, emergency services for its clients, and provides a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, including fire damage restoration, water damage restoration, mold remediation. Why do I struggle with that word? Mold remediation,
right.
Wind and hail damage restoration, along with storm damage repair, biohazard cleanup. I'd love to be a biohazard guy. And operates on a national level when there are catastrophic events such as hurricanes. Midwest Restoration also provides restoration services for property damage caused by storms and vandalism, as well as various reconstruction and general contracting services. Plus, they partner, and this is important, they partner with local organizations to make a difference in our communities. Habitat for Humanity, American Red Cross, Feeding America, Make-A-Wish, local schools and communities. If you need assistance, they are the ones to call. 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com. They are second to none. They are absolutely outstanding. So, Todd, it worked.
It absolutely worked.
Worked for everybody.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, and
that was
fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Since you tore up 4 cards. Go out to the casino,
yeah.
And they give cards away, playing cards.
Where do you go? Just the guest services or something?
Yeah, they have them stacked up there. Yeah,
okay.
Because when cards get worn, people can.
Well, yeah, I know. You know, they don't want any markings on them or anything.
Well,
like
I'm just saying that they go through a lot of cards there. There's a lot of decks of cards. Gizmo went there and like loaded up. Yeah, I don't know if there's a limit, but
all right,
get a couple.
You know what I'd like to put on you? I did this one time with one of my old shows. We did it on Super Bowl morning. We had a kudigee fry, okay? Got all this kudigee down from the UP. And we had a cribbage tournament. And that was a blast.
Cribbage tournaments are fun.
I love cribbage.
But
I'm not a good counter, though.
Right. And if you're slow, the line's behind
the other
you.
People are like, come on. That's at 12.
All right. I know.
You know, I'm like 15, some people, 2, 15, 4,
right.
3 and, is 7.
Is that 7 or 8? Is that, yeah.
Exactly. I'm that guy.
And people can just look at it like a snapshot.
And just boom.
Right.
Just boom.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way, you know.
I went to a cribbage tournament at one of the churches here, and there are a lot of people behind us.
That's what I mean. It's like, come on. You feel like a total dork.
Right. And it was a church, so they were nice, but you can feel it. So
I heard the priest went off. Is that true? What the hell's going on in here? Can't you count? That's what I heard.
My brother and I slowed the party down.
But I'd love to do that.
It is.
I'd love to do that.
Fun.
Let's do one. Can we do one?
We don't have a big enough. Do we have a big enough studio to do a Christmas?
Probably not. We got to go someplace to do this.
Yeah, we have to do this.
Do we have Laura there, Todd?
Oh, they'll be coming on at 7:30.
Awesome. All right. Laura McGuire, Regional Communications Manager, Wisconsin Region, and Rebecca Rockhill, ex-director of the Northeast Chapter of the American Red Cross.
She's not really the ex-director. She's the executive director.
Oh. You're right.
I don't think we'd have her on.
Rebecca's listening. She's like, what? I'm the ex?
What a way to find out.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you didn't get the memo?
She's getting texts right now. Rebecca, what happened?
Well,
you did such a good job.
Right. Well, I know that Jerry was kind of concerned about something.
Yeah.
She's the executive director. And this is going to be interesting. And we talked about this a little bit this morning before we went on air. But
yes. And I saw a thing last night on the news, Channel 2, I think. A guy has given, I want to say, 176 times. He's given a quart of blood 176 times. Is that unbelievable? Or not a quart. A pint. Right?
But when people...
How much should I take when they take? I don't know.
A pint,
is it
right?
A pint?
I think it's a pint. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, and then some people, like, I think there's a 10-gallon club.
Oh, yeah. You see those license plates sometimes.
Well, or... In the obituary that he was a 10-gallon.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that's a real... But that's a lot of pints.
That's a lot.
We won't do that now, but...
But you know what? I used to give plasma when I was in college.
For the money?
Yeah. It was $10 when you're in college.
That's a lot.
I mean, it was the place, the bar I used to go to, Instant Replay Lounge on Apache Boulevard in Tempe, Arizona. During happy hours, it was 10 glasses of beer for a dollar.
Okay.
10 for a buck.
Where did that... What are you talking about? You give plasma.
Well,
you
yeah. Go, then we go out at night.
Oh, then you go with that $10, you would go and drink.
You'd
beer.
Have lots of people in the bars with that Band-Aid in the exact same place.
Concerns me a little bit, that location, but I also really don't like seeing plasma places next to casinos. I wonder.
The cards got cold. Take a quart.
Did you do that for, you can do that more than, like, blood is what, once a month? Or
I
once
don't
every
know.
3 weeks?
I think plasma is twice a week, isn't
right.
it?
Right. It's like
something
a lot
like
more.
That. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk to her about the, like you said this morning.
I would do that. I'd give plasma again.
No, but this isn't plasma. These people don't care about that. This is about getting the right blood for people, you know, and I want to ask her what's.
I think they might take both, though, don't they? No? Okay, just the blood?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Well, anyway, they're coming
right, we'll
on, and she's the executive.
But
director.
This is really important. They are really, really, really low on their supplies.
Yes,
and
that's why they're coming on.
Yes, so we really want to pitch this. We were actually going to give right here during the show.
That was the plan 2 weeks ago. We thought, well,
seemed like a good idea at the time,
right?
Laura basically said, can't do it. Well, obviously, there's a lot of health issues, right? You got to be sterile
and everything. Yeah,
and she'll talk about this morning. It's more than just, you know, putting it in your arm and doing it. Like, they have to have the screening beforehand.
Yeah.
Talk in case something would happen. Yeah. You want somebody
right. And
around.
If you pass out.
Hey, Todd, you want to get the phone?
Todd, get the phone.
Come on, Todd.
And then, you know, that's true.
Got one job, right?
If you would.
That's the phone.
Right.
One job.
Wow. If you would pass out, though, I couldn't carry the show. So that's probably best that we're not doing that.
I don't think I'd ever pass out.
Have you given blood?
Yeah. I have.
Okay.
What?
I
gave plasma a lot. I gave blood once.
Okay, once.
Yes.
And how'd it go?
Fine.
Okay.
It went fine.
All right.
It went fine. Why? Why do you think I'm squeamish or something?
I don't know, John.
What?
We'll go give blood together and we'll record it.
No, I don't want to give blood with you.
Why?
I don't know. I think you'd be complaining. That's not the right vein. I got a better vein. Look at this. Look at this vein. I think you'd be that guy. And
I
would,
no.
And they'd be like, are you with him? Is that your dad? I'm like, no, it's not. Yeah,
I have good blood. AB positive.
I don't know what mine is, to be honest with you. I think it's like the most common one.
Oh.
Whatever. Is that it? Oh. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So.
But it's that whole, she'll talk to us about universal donor.
I'm always kind of fascinated about that. Like, isn't there one that anybody can use?
Universal donor.
Yeah.
Universal recipient.
I don't know my blood
Me
type.
Me neither. Oh. Me neither. And you probably should.
Isn't that on your card? Your donor. We talked about that because today's National Donor
Day. No, it's not on my card.
Your blood type's not on your card? On your donor card?
I don't have a donor card.
How do...
It just says donor on my driver's license.
Oh, yeah, that's
Take
right.
Take whatever you want. What?
That's great, John. I okay.
What?
Oh, somebody's here. Okay, that's great. This will be interesting to talk to these people.
Why
because...
would you not be a donor? There's no reason to not be a donor. None whatsoever. Now, would somebody want something of mine? I don't know. But maybe as like a replacement part, you know, for a while.
Well, you're already walking around with replacement parts.
Yeah.
They're not going to take a replacement. They're not going to take like an aftermarket product. Like your hip, useless.
I don't know about that. I mean, Jim, it's titanium. It's what the space shuttle's made out of.
So you could.
Why could they not reuse it?
Discount it a little bit.
Why could they not
maybe,
reuse it?
Maybe.
I mean, when they do the whatchamacallit, cremations, they're laying there, and they take them. Why not reuse them?
Oh, man. Todd, why are you doing this to me?
It's like a set of tires. Can we use them?
Boo-boo.
Those schoolgirl days.
Let's go to break.
Lulu on Valentine.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Well, it may be Valentine's Day, but that's not what's causing the red ink on my screens this morning. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And by the way, happy Valentine's Day. But like I said, the red ink I'm seeing across the board for our corn, our soybeans, our wheat, even our fluid milk is not anything to do with Valentine's Day, but instead, traders missing in the marketplace this week. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says you have to remember China is celebrating its Lunar New Year and missing from any buying population. And there's another missing candidate.
Brazil is on holiday this week as well. So, you know, two of the major players in the marketplace are keeping things very, very quiet on the news front here. And, you know, and with that, prices might just have a hard time this week really moving anywhere unless there's something to push it. Obviously, when it comes to the grains, the focus now is on demand and the export market. What's happening there until we get into the spring planting window? And we'll start talking acres here in a couple of weeks, you know, as that acres intentions report in March becomes the next major focus, I would say, of the marketplace.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Like I said, all of our commodities lower as we start the trade session. Numbers are next.
Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's a dollar 34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right? That can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org.
Not a lot of movement in dairy yesterday either. The barrel cheese was up a half a cent at 160. 40-pound block cheese, AA butter, they both were unchanged. The fluid milk this morning for the month of March, currently trading down 3 cents, 1740 a hundredweight. The April Class 3 milk closed 11 cents stronger at 1767. Right now, we've got December new crop corn down 2 at 468. November new crop beans down 6 at 1159. And the July new crop wheat down 7 at 591 a bushel. That's what I've got for you right now as far as markets. More news anytime, though, at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it is going to be mild again. Our high near 45, the wind, a nice light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, some rain mixing with some snow at times. Our low 31 tomorrow. A little light snow in the morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 7:34 on a Wednesday morning. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Also, National Organ Donor Day, Ferris Wheel Day. Special thanks to Gizmo, who came in and knocked our socks off with that magic trick.
That's awesome.
It takes a lot to impress Todd. He impressed Todd.
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
I can't either.
I really can't.
Because everybody put it back in a different place.
Right.
You know, it wasn't real. There was no middle. Yeah, so everybody put it back in a different place, right, so that it all turned out the same. I loved it.
We're going to do that again. A magic trick over the phone with Gizmo next month. So put your headphones on there. Yes, that was fun. And it worked. And it worked for us in studio, but it also worked for some of our listeners because we're getting some texts, which is very cool. So, awesome. Yeah, thank you, Gizmo.
Also got a texter. Tell Mino Plasma is up to $120 a week.
Ooh, that's serious.
That's serious money.
Yeah.
We got the Rebecca Rockhill, who I unfortunately introduces the ex-director of the Northeast chapter of the American Red Cross. Because that's all he had was EX. He didn't have the EC part. So sorry about that in case you're driving in. It's like, what? What? Why didn't somebody tell me?
A lot of people know Rebecca. You've been in this community for...
I have.
Did you go to GB?
I did go.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been, I don't want to put how many years, but you like the nonprofit world. Right.
I do. I've been working in the nonprofit world here for over 30 years.
Right.
Many years at the Salvation Army.
Oh, yeah. And that's where we got to know each other. And mm-hmm. now you're with the executive director of the American Red Cross for our region here. And Valentine's Day, it's fitting, you know, the heart. There's a little bit of a need right now.
Absolutely. We are in a blood shortage. There is a constant need for blood. And we just want to promote it anytime, but our Day of Red is a great day to be talking about the blood shortage and encouraging people to donate.
How much do when you give, is it a pint?
Generally, it's a pint.
Okay, I said a quart. That's too much, right?
That you'd be a little lightheaded.
That'd be light, okay.
Probably.
So it is a pint. And
yes.
And you've got some people that have given how many pints?
We have an individual that over a lifespan has given over 1,400 pints.
That's incredible.
Wow.
That's unbelievable, isn't
and it?
It
is.
That's
it
fantastic.
Is.
Good for him or her, whoever that is.
And giving blood is not difficult if you haven't done it. I mean, you guys are so friendly. You got cookies, cheese, and crackers. You still have that?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah,
our canteen afterwards. That's
right.
The best part of donating.
That's what I think. Any type of blood that's more needed than others?
We always need every type of blood. We would never turn anybody away for whatever kind of blood they have. O is really the universal blood type. O negative is the blood type that can be used anywhere. It's oftentimes the one that's reached for, most often in an emergency room when there might not necessarily be the time to check somebody's blood type. Because that will work universally.
Do you guys tell people what blood type they have if they go in?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. They don't need to know that ahead of time.
Know. We don't know. Jim and I both, neither one of us
I
know.
I do.
Oh, you do?
I do. Todd doesn't know.
You know, okay. I've been told 100 times and I never remember. I leave that to someone else to figure out.
And here you are who you are. Good.
No,
I don't feel
I shouldn't
so bad
admit
then.
That.
But let me ask you this. What are some of the most, I remember I had a terrible tragedy in this area a couple of years ago now, and with some kids that got burnt really bad. And remember they were talking about with burns, you really need blood mm-hmm. badly. And also some people, if they're going through cancer treatments and different things, how important it is. You know, it doesn't have to be this catastrophic car crash of, 20 cars or whatever. There are day-to-day things that are critical, aren't there?
Absolutely. Every 2 minutes, someone needs blood within the United States. I mean, when we think about every 2 minutes, it isn't just the big car crashes. It isn't just when we have emergencies or traumatic incidences like a burn. We really need to understand that blood is a constant need.
And it's just out of the goodness of people's hearts, really, that they do it, right?
Well, I think it's out of the goodness of people's hearts. It's understanding that you're saving lives. It's for a lot of people, it's... and emotional because it's historical, or we have family members, or we know of people who have had their lives saved, or they know someone who's saying they need the blood.
Can you, if you've got a friend that, let's say, is going to have an operation where they need blood. Do you need blood for every operation? I would imagine, huh? Do you?
I would think so.
But anyway, can you say, hey, I want this to go to them?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
No.
All right. Just checking.
No.
Can you stockpile your own?
You know.
Can you say, hey, I got a couple gallons here. If I have surgery, I want my own blood.
Shelf life.
Yeah. Can you do that?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, we got Laura there.
We got Laura. Laura can probably answer more of these specific questions. Yes.
Laura, bail Rebecca out.
Well, please. No, John's trying to.
I sure will. First of all, happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you,
Laura.
For those that are looking for a last minute gift, give blood. It doesn't cost anything. It takes less than an hour and you are saving lives. So to continue your journey here, 1 in 7 people entering the hospital actually need blood.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, pretty amazing fact there.
Laura, we were talking to Rebecca about how just how friendly the staff is, and you know, we get the cookies, and they're just but this is also good for your body, isn't it? Or do you guys just say that as a marketing ploy?
No, basically, giving blood is it's like a drug. We are monitored by the FDA, and we want you to be safe, and you're giving blood, and we want your blood to be safe. So we can talk a little bit about the process, but also wanted to back up a little bit and say, if you don't know your blood type, that's okay. What a great way to find out. And for both of you, you need to download our blood donor app. Our blood donor app will tell you what your blood type is, but it even goes a step further that I think is super cool. And after you give blood, the blood app will actually tell you where your blood ends up, not to the patient, but to the community in which your blood was given. So I just think that's a really cool feature of our blood app.
What? Tell me about the. So how do you do it? Do you like put a little drop of blood on your phone or something?
Jeez. No. We're technically inclined here at the Red Cross, but not quite that far.
Oh, okay. So you have to come. I thought it was just something you'd look up on your app, and they could somehow through your phone, you'd be able to tell what kind of blood you have.
After you've done a donation.
Oh, after you've done
after
that.
After your donation, yes.
Okay.
We basically track what your blood type is. We will let you know when your next appointment is.
Okay.
We make it super easy that you're able just to click and make an appointment. So definitely download that blood app.
But how phenomenal is that to be able to
see? A lot of people might have thought the same thing, Jim.
Sorry.
I thought maybe they could go to history.
Well, I thought maybe there's some kind of an app that they can tell how, you know.
How? What?
I don't know, Jim.
You don't. Okay, anyway, I know my blood type. So anyway, go ahead.
But how phenomenal is it to be able to see exactly where your blood was used?
Oh, that'd be great.
And just feel that engagement of knowing I helped in this area,
right.
Or
what if
I helped
somebody
save
really
lives
didn't like
here.
Them? I got
You're
Jim
not
Schmidt's
finding
blood.
Out just who. You don't know the person. They don't
know
you.
I had a coworker who recently gave blood, and when we were in the office, he came up to me and goes, "Hey, Laura, my blood ended up in California. How weird is that?"
Wow.
And
wow.
I'm like, we're a national organization. We travel. We try to keep our blood local for hospital needs, but we are able to go through and over state lines. And it all depends on what your blood type is and what is needed at the time.
Right.
So just a really great story.
But no traits go with the blood type. It's not like if John Mino gave blood and all of a sudden the parents would be like, man, they know their sports. They know their sports.
That kid boys right mouthy all of a sudden.
He's talking
so argumentative all of a sudden.
Every question he asks is, where'd you go to school? And then he starts rattling off some sports hero from that school.
Gosh. Fine.
You know, due to HIPAA laws, we need to stay within the bone.
All right.
So, you know, you as a recipient don't know where your blood is coming from. I just know that if you're a recipient, you are so grateful. Families are so grateful.
Right.
It really, if someone's in that dire situation needing blood, it might extend their life by a couple days for family to feel at peace, to say goodbye if that's the case, or celebrate because they've got more life coming.
Yeah. Nice.
Hey, Laura, tell us about the intake, the process when you get there, because there's a questionnaire, but just, I mean, if you're uncomfortable
sure.
with, okay.
Sure. First of all, if you're uncomfortable with needles, if you're uncomfortable with the process, as you had mentioned, we have excellent staff and volunteers. They will coach you through every single step of the way. Mm-hmm. They will make you feel comfortable. They know when to distract. I actually had a gentleman donating the other day. He was afraid of needles. They got talking about Taylor Swift. He opened up, he relaxed. He didn't even know the needle was being put in his arms. So they know when to distract and when to coach. So a little bit about the procedure. First of all, we do ask that you make an appointment. Appointments make things go so much quicker and so much smoother. Once you check into our facility, if it's a blood drive or a blood donation center, you will be given some information on reading so you know what steps are coming along. Once you are checked in, we will put you to a private area called our health history area. During that health history area, we basically give you a little mini physical. We make sure that your blood pressure is in check. We check your pulse. We check your fever. We ask you some medication questions. We look and see whether or not you've been traveling. Again, it's all about safety of your blood, the safety of the donor. And once you qualify and pass that little mini physical, you're showed right to our donation bed.
Hey, let me just jump in here. What are some of the red flags where people wouldn't even, it's like, don't even bother going if you've had hepatitis or something like that? What are some of the things where it's like, you know what? You're out. Yeah.
Out of the country.
You know, I'm not a medical director, so I really can't, you know, answer that. There's a number of different reasons why you might not be eligible to give. The biggest thing is during that mini health history, we also check your hemoglobin. And the hemoglobin needs to pass a test. So they do like a little finger prick. And a lot of times if your iron levels aren't as elevated or in the range that we need, you might be deferred.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So we talk about, you know, people giving blood. The need, Rebecca was saying, is pretty consistent, but are there certain times where it's a bigger need?
Yeah, absolutely. We just came off of National Blood Donor Month in January. And traditionally, January has always been a lower time for all blood collection agencies to not collect a lot of blood. And there's a number of reasons behind that. We as the Red Cross have seen a 40% decline of donors in the last 20 years. Pretty outstanding numbers. And, you know, that can be contributed to our friend COVID. We've really seen lifestyle changes with people now going back to work or who weren't going back to work that were working remotely. Therefore, it really hindered our opportunity to have blood drives at big companies and make it really easy for donors to stop, you know, in the conference room over lunch. So that's one of the reasons that we've seen a decline. Also, January, we're coming off the holidays. Many people don't think that, wow, you know, I need to give blood. As Rebecca said, giving blood is a constant need. We constantly have blood coming in our doors every day and going out the doors every single day. So we want to, you know, keep our levels steady. But over the holidays, we sometimes see that people don't necessarily roll up their sleeves.
Yeah.
And then we also have weather cancellations. Look out west or out west over the weekend or out east the last few days. During horrific storms, people don't necessarily make an appointment, nor do we want them to, because we want them to be safe.
Right.
But when it's safe to do so, we ask that you give blood.
How do we find out when the blood drives are in Green Bay? Like what websites?
We have a super wonderful website, redcrossblood.org. Once you log on, there is a little drop-down box that comes up on the page, and you are able to enter your zip code, and it will populate all the blood drives and blood donation centers within that zip code. Once you're there and you enter your zip code, you're able to easily make an appointment as well.
Awesome.
So we make it super easy for you. You can give blood every 56 days. The only way we can get blood is through one another. They have not had the opportunity to manufacture blood.
All right, we're going to get going. We're going to go to a break here, but redblood.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air. Air on Air. Air on Air.
No warm July. No heart.
All right, again, we want to thank Laura McGuire and Rebecca Rockhill from the American Red Cross. Look, giving blood is something I know a lot of people do, but some people don't, and some people do it more infrequently, but they've got some incentives. I mean, Red Cross, I mean, you're giving blood because you care about your community and you care about people who need it, but I just want to say there are some incentive packages out there. So February, if you donate blood during the month of February, you get a $20 Amazon gift card. I mean, that's cool, right? So you get a $20 gift card from Amazon. If you donate between February 1st, you get an extra day this year to February 29th. And then in March, you can go back and you get a $10 gift card, and you get it into a drawing for a $3,000 prize giveaway. March, you get a awesome T-shirt, Godzilla, and New Empire. So there's incentives going on all for the next 4 months for the Red Cross. So. But you shouldn't do it for the incentives. You do it because it's the right thing to do. But why not pick up a $20 gift card, right?
Absolutely. You
know? We're there, so let's do it. And we're going to find out. Johnny and I are going to look and find a blood drive in our community in Green Bay. And we'll go to it, and then we're going to – is there one coming up? Do you know?
If you go on the RedCrossBlood.org site, there are always blood drives that are going on across the area.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for that. All right.
Anyway, RedCross.org. RedCrossBlood.org. RedCrossBlood.org. Thank you, Rebecca.
All right.
Red Cross. It is, okay, not the first one. It's just the second one. Right, Todd?
I believe you can get to the blood as well, but RedCrossBlood.org is the website
definitely.
That you want to use.
Got it. The phone. So
okay, cool.
We'll do that, John. That'd be fun. Yes. That'd be a nice little community.
I'm giving a quart, though. I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to just do it one time.
I can't come back the next 8
I don't think they'll let
weeks.
You do that.
No, I don't think so either.
Okay. Well, I just thought since I was there, just keep it going.
That makes sense.
All right.
It'd be fun to find out what kind of blood you have.
I know. That's one thing I want to find out. Just if nothing else, I want to find that out. So that's important.
Yeah, or else that's you really just important. Put a drop on your phone.
Whatever. Well, I didn't know. They talk about apps these days. I don't even know what an app is, hardly.
Right.
Okay?
I'm with you on that.
So, I mean, it's, you know, when they said you can just check it on your app on your phone, I thought maybe there was something you could do. You can go to an app and you go to the app store.
Yeah.
And then you could like just somehow like put it on your vein or something and something they can read it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot they can read in these things. Have you seen
a lot of TV?
No, but even on these, like the workout kind of apps, the fitness things,
that's
incredible.
That's cool. Calorie counter and all that.
Calories, your blood or your heart rate, your blood pressure, all these things can be read on your phone.
I can see you saying that.
So I can see where it's like, okay, somebody came up with this. Some guy from wherever who's brilliant came up with something.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people were agreeing with me. It's like, hey, I wonder if you can just get this app on your phone and check your blood type.
Right.
A lot of people were saying that.
I don't know. But yes, anyway. But when you give blood, they will tell you, and then you'll remember. I can't believe she doesn't remember. I mean, there's only 4 types of blood, and then positive and negative.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I'm just saying.
A, B, O.
Yeah.
A, B. Mine's A, B.
You don't know, so just stop.
No, mine's A, B.
You said it was O.
No.
You said it was O.
No, I never said that. No, it's AB.
All right.
Okay. So, all right, let's do that. Let's everybody set that as a New Year's goal to give blood. If you give it this month between November 29th, $20. So anyway, yes. Hey, how did our poll go on the tipping? What did that end up at?
70% of the people said no, they've never tipped a flower delivery person. 70%.
Okay, well, we're going to change that because next year when we do this, they're going to say
70%.
We're going to switch it the other way.
And let's do. We want to encourage people today. If you're getting flowers, tip that delivery person.
Right.
Go ahead and tip them.
And sometimes it's flowers has got to be one of the best things.
I mean,
to
I don't think there's a flower shop that says no, don't tip our people.
No,
do you?
No.
I mean,
no.
So I don't think there's a rule.
You see their trucks driving around.
And, yeah.
There's some maybe people, senior citizens that will do that.
Right.
Just a little part-time job and. You know, another $5, that'd be great.
I think it'd be awesome. So please, that's our goal today, is tip your flower delivery person.
But don't take it out on the pizza guy. We got to tip
them
too.
No, you got to tip him too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But please tip your flower delivery guy.
Right, I think we could run a series of PSAs from the mayor.
Yeah.
Who basically says those words right before Valentine's Day next year.
Right.
This is former Mayor Jim Schmidt.
Right.
Yeah.
Reminding you.
Yes.
You know,
keep going.
Reminding you that on this day of love, this day of generosity, this day of giving, we would suggest that you maybe go to the American Red Cross and donate blood. But if you're receiving gifts, which you probably will, especially flowers, let's remember to tip the delivery person.
I like that a lot. That was very smooth. That was good.
I had to get the Red Cross in there because the lady's standing behind
me. But that was good. That was a really good job. Tip your flower delivery person today, folks.
Right.
What's the most you've ever spent on flowers?
Well, flowers are expensive.
Okay.
Like, really expensive.
Okay. They are.
When Mayor Hallowen died.
When did they become so expensive?
I wonder when they became so expensive, but I gave him a green and gold, really cool. No, it was like more of a wreath.
Okay.
It wasn't a bouquet, because the bouquet is kind of for the family to put on. But it was expensive. I mean, it was over $200, and that when he died.
That's a long time ago.
Right. 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, flowers are expensive, but they're very nice. Although I will say, when people put in there in lieu of flowers, donate to my charity, that's
a good idea.
It is. It's nice to do.
Because I'll be honest with you, when I was a flower delivery guy, one of the things I was doing a lot of times was taking out the old flowers. You know, you go into a funeral home or a church type thing where something's going to be and they just had one. And it's like, if the people don't take them, they just get kind of... I used to take them sometimes if I was going to be going to an old folks home.
Oh, yeah.
And they just put them on the desk, on the table, and everything like that. I did that a lot.
I mean, flowers are great, but you're right. I mean, they have a shelf life, but they're expensive, but they're worth it. And we're not talking about the expense of the flowers. They're worth it because your loved one's worth
it. No question.
But we got to take care of the delivery person.
Yeah.
Five, not even,
$2.
No. I'm just saying, I was going to say more than five, but $5 is a nice tip because if they have 20 deliveries, you know.
That's nice. Extra something extra for the effort.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, something for the effort. All right. There you go. All right. So happy Valentine's Day, everybody. You're going to the GB game tonight.
Yep.
That's going to be a big one.
And dinner.
Going for another win. St. Norbert men going for their 20th win of the season. UWGB Green men having a phenomenal year.
Yeah, they are.
GB women have a phenomenal year. It's basketball up here in Northeast Wisconsin is really good right now.
Right. A little, and, you know, to have dinner, celebrate the day. I mean, come on. It's once a year. And, you know, you wouldn't be who you are without your loved ones. So.
Or be like Todd and make yourself a nice little Southwestern salad and watch some TV and go to bed. Or you can do that. One of the two.
The life of a producer.
And you really, the other thing you should do is you should call your mom. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on.
Well, my mom has passed, so thanks for bringing that up, Jim. Well,
people who still have their mother.
That sends me off into a nice day.
About celebrating
love. I'll go grab a Ouija board and see if I can call
her up. Hey, Josephine. Wow. All right.
To Mrs. Milo in heaven. Yes.
Tell your mom a very happy Valentine's Day
for me. She listens to us, so she heard that from you.
Mrs. Schmidt, happy Valentine's Day.
All right, John. All right. You're the best.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for being here. Back in tomorrow morning. Mind of the Mayor. See ya.
But it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
There are a lot.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.